No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy. Driving back to Sanderson, it began to snow. He went to the courthouse and did some paperwork and left just before dark. When he pulled up in the driveway behind the house, his wife was looking out from the kitchen window. She smiled at him. The falling snow drifted and turned in the warm yellow light. They sat in the little dining room and ate. She'd put on music, a violin concerto. The phone didn't ring.
"Did you take it off the hook?"
"No," she said.
"Wires must be down."
He smiled. "I think it's just the snow. I think it makes people stop and think." Bell nodded.
"I hope it comes to a blizzard then."
"Do you remember the last time it snowed here?"
"No, I can't say as I do, do you?"
"Yes, I do."
"When was it?"
"It'll come to you."
"Oh."
She smiled. They ate.
"That's nice,"
Belle said.
"What is?" "Music. Supper. Being home."
"Do you think she was telling the truth?"
"I do, yes."
"Do you think the boy is still alive?"
"I don't know. I hope he is."
"You may never hear another word about any of this."
"It's possible." "That wouldn't be the end of it, though, would it?"
"No, I guess it wouldn't." "How much money do you think he has?"
"The Moss boy?"
"Yes."
"Hard to say. Could be in the millions. Well, not too many millions. He carried it out of there on foot."
"Do you think he'll send for her?" Bell stirred his coffee. He sat holding the steaming spoon above the cup. Then he laid it on the saucer.
"I don't know," he said. "I know he'd be a damn fool if he didn't."